Maria, thank you for joining us again this morning. President of the Association for Dietetics in South Africa, what efforts has South Africa's nutrition and medical fraternity implemented to educate and support breastfeeding? And do you think it's worked?
Thank you for the opportunity. And yeah, very relevant question, because as much as we plan forward, we need to sometimes stop and look backwards and see where we are at. So first of all, I would like to consider that all efforts build up towards ultimate outcomes. So what we have typically been focusing on over the past 2 decades or so has been in terms of our health facilities, specifically in the public health sector, but also we have some focus in private sector. For example, the Mother and Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative, where we look at the care process from antenatal care to birth and delivery and postnatal care, that the mom and baby are exposed to a baby-friendly and a mom-friendly environment. In other words, giving the best possible chance and opportunity for mom to breastfeed and to have the support that she needs for that. Other focuses also, again, within our health system, for example, on kangaroo mother care. And that is an initiative where premature or small babies are managed along with skin-to-skin care with their mommy. And that helps to regulate their body temperature, their heart rate, their blood sugar levels, and all of that, giving them a better chance. We also have a quite effort to extend our breast milk banks, which is a concept that may not be aware of. So it's similar to a blood bank, but this is a breast milk bank where donors are able to donate breast milk if they have excess and good production. It then goes through a process of pasteurization, and it's made available in hospital settings to babies that will benefit from the breast milk, but their own mothers are not able at that time, usually due to mother's health condition, to breastfeed. And then, of course, a lot of information being shared through specific platforms, for example, as part of the National Department of Health and partners projects like the Side by Side campaign, which is very much focused on sharing information with mothers through different platforms. We have the Mom Connect, that is a system whereby mom receives specific messages via SMS according to her stage in pregnancy and post-delivery. And then the Road to Health booklets for babies, which also includes information on breastfeeding as well as other nutrition and growth and development information. So there is a lot happening specifically within the health system. The question if it has worked is quite a tricky one, and I'm reluctant to give it a yes or no answer, because I do believe that all efforts build up to ultimate success. But what I would respond to that is it has taken us this far, but we probably now need to step up. And the step up is exactly what the call in World Breastfeeding Week 2022 is all about, to take it further, to go the next step in terms of activating support systems, sharing information, and making sure that our mothers, our communities, and our health workers are empowered. So it's not only information about you should do this and you must do that, but supporting and empowering people to be able to follow that journey.
Maria van der Merwe is the president of the Association for Dietetics in South Africa. Maria, thank you for launching World Breastfeeding Week on OFM today, and thank you so much for your insight and what you and your team does, not only for breastfeeding, but also for nutrition as a whole.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.